Now we come to another assignment. Back to the assignment, you know, we told you that the apostolic is pioneering. You remember that, right? What the other one, too, is? Yes. Pioneering, you go into new territory, you don't know exactly where you're going, who's going to be there, how to handle it, what kind of bugs biting, or whatever, you know. And so in this apostolic and the prophetic, if you would look, stand a minute, look in Ephesians again, and look at that fourth chapter and 11th verse. You know, we deal with the 11 through the 16. And what's happening there is man stopped God from revealing himself as he desired to his children. They organized. And so there's a lot of things that belong to the body of Christ and believers, we don't really know they belong to us. We talk the talk, you know, but actually, the Lord wants me to pull you to the point that you not only talk the talk, but you walk the walk. A lot of us have been studying the Bible for a long time, some here and probably all over the world, been studying the Word for a long time, and this aspect, I tried to get away from it, I guess, aspect of health. This acceptance of the normal pattern of going through all the things we go through. Sickness and disease. And they're really not a full-blown expectation for help. We talk about it, but yet, covenant-wise, revelation-wise, and understanding why is not fully open. And the reason I told you to turn to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, it's the reason that we're not experiencing health in the body of Christ is because of a lack of maturity. Yeah, he said, but I know 900 scriptures. I know. Me too. So there's a divine, let me show you, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, that's where the fivefold ministry gift was supposed to train the body of Christ. And it has not been done as it should. Go to Mark 9. Go to Mark 9 for a minute. Get us started so we can know that we're in somewhat we call virgin territory, but yet many of our lives are going to be extended. Because your life, you don't have no more life when you can't take care of yourself. And see, people think that's long, I can do that. No. Somebody else got to be taking care of you all the time. You just were going home. The ninth chapter of Mark, I just want to look at one or two verses to show you where we have been. In the 23rd verse, 9:23, and Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Talked to the father who had a son who was sick. And look at the verse, what the father said in verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And that's what has to take place here in the body of Christ from the apostolic and the prophetic is the only one that can really bring the revelation of hell out to you. Pastor can't do it, teacher can't do it, and the evangelist can't do it. They're not. It's a pregnant area. And so I'm gonna let you remain standing a little while tonight. I want you to write down, if you can, or type down, understanding the mysteries of the God kind of hell. Now, the scripture we're going to, you're going to see the word mystery more than one time. I tried to write a little definition. Hidden secrets. Something hidden on purpose. A secret will of God. Health, your health is the secret will of God, but it's been stolen from you by the system and by Satan and by grandma and granny and all the rest of them, because they didn't know. They didn't know. Now, you're living in a different season now, so you're going to have the revelation come forth and insight come. You're going to have to grab a hold to it. Now, this statement is going to rock you, but your health is out of God's hand. Your health is in your hand. Ooh, my Lord. See, you got to come to revelation to know what to do with your body in order to maintain supernatural health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, and then, because we didn't know that, we put our health in somebody else's hand. And so we don't ask no question. We just, whatever they tell us, do. And that's not the will of God. Now, you're going to read tonight, unfolding the mysteries of the God kind of health. Look in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Then I'm going to take you to the other scripture that I need to take you to. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Now the whole scripture is about prayer. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaks mystery. So the only way you're going to get out of the ungodly traffic about your health, you got to go in the spirit. You can't go by nobody's opinion. You can't go by the majority. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit going to have to reveal to you that you have divine rights that have been held back from the church thousands of years. Health is a covenant word with God. God made covenant to keep his children healthy, no matter what attacked their body. We're not talking about void of attack. We're talking about living in health. In other words, you might write this down. We're talking about wearing a health anointing. Knowing that whatever get up on you, got to get up off of you. Because what you're wearing is greater than what's coming on you. All right. Now, you may be seated, because we're going to go to a lot of traffic tonight. You want to learn from these teaching how to wrap your faith around health. How to wrap your, you see, because we're not, the body of Christ, we're not wrapping our faith around health. No, we're running. See? And some things we deal with could have been healed that very moment, but we ran. And you got to come to the point that health held as a divine right. Now, because the apostle and prophet has not been released in the body of Christ, a lot of divine truth is not moving in its proper place. Now, if you listen, you got faith and you know God. If you listen and meditate these things, things will start changing for you. Now, this is a remnant revelation. The larger part of the body of Christ will never hear this, never understand it, never walk in it, live normal like everybody else. Now be real mindful. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3 now. I'm going to begin to read, and I'll stop and tell you some things as I go. So while you're praying in the Spirit, ask God to reveal the mystery of health to you. All right? You don't have to live with it. I don't care how many members of the family had it. And so you got to change your thinking too. Your thinking, you think, well, I can do this, I can do that. No, your first thought is, here's what I want to happen. I want my health back. How many of y'all want your health back? You told the hell. And you know we're not going to ask how many of y'all want your health back online anywhere? Because most of us are sick. Come on, son. Most of us are sick. And I mean, holy, sanctified, God-fearing, righteous living people. And still sick just like a one who have no respect for God. And I know, I recognize that I received, so you kept some of my money? I recognize there in Ephesians 3 now, when we're reading, I want you, you're going to come to a great revelation. And you're going to come to a great understanding that you're not in a regular Bible study. You've got to listen. God want to unfold some things to you, and many of you ought to be healed. But beyond that, be healthy. Beyond that, renew your youth. Beyond that, live a long, satisfied life. The angels are ready to fight. If they get somebody to step off in the revelation. The angels will fight sickness and disease for you. You ever heard that? The angels are ready to fight off sickness and disease off of your body. They're in here now. Yeah, they are. And they can whoop any sickness, any disease. If they just get somebody who got some understanding, open their heart and say, Lord, that's me. I want my help. Now listen here in Ephesians chapter 3. Listen very carefully to what's happening here. Begin at verse 1. See, there are some things that need to happen, not going to happen unless the apostolic anointing, calling, genuinely giving God the glory, open it up. Well, y'all didn't get it. And things not going to be opened up to you. And so you good Baptist, Methodist, and Catholic, and all these organizational structures, a lot of things have been held back from you. Full gospel, half gospel, whatever you want to call it. But I want you to hear tonight. I want the Holy Spirit to help me to let you know you're not going to die ahead of time. And you're not going to be down when you cannot take care of yourself. Before I read, let me talk about it. When I first started out on teaching health, I was real strong on what you eat and what you're not eating. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
I remember y'all ducking and carrying on. We still got to stick with that.
Yes, sir.
See, I backed off. You got to watch what you put in your mouth. You might not be perfect, but you got to watch what you put in your mouth, and you can't be eating at 11:30 and going to bed. Come on, wasn't that good? You got to take care of yourself now. I'm just telling you. And I'm gonna tap in on it every now and then. I have to tap in on it.
Yes, sir.
Because I had to get pork skin and put a cheddar chip and all that stuff out of my house.
Yes, sir.
Now, one day with my wife, I just throw it away. Larry, take care of things. Larry, fine. I bet you found some rich and everything. Brand new box. They're throwing this away. Yes. Got to go. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's just part of it, you see. But that's part of it. That's your part.
Yes, sir.
You can't pray past that.
Yes,
Lord, make this work. I love it. No. Now, watch what happened here. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Something that wasn't supposed to happen, but Paul got the revelation of it and brought it to the Gentile. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Which is given to me, was given me to you, Lord. And I'm saying the same thing in Darrow tonight. This is a grace. This is something I've been all over the world preaching. I've been with a lot of ministers. This health message has not been preached. Talk about help, but real help is healing. And no preacher bold enough to tell you what you put in your mouth. Because they want you to come back next week. But apostle don't have that. He can tell you what God said and expect God to bring who's supposed to be brought back, bring them back. I want to know the truth, me.
Yes, sir.
You know, let me ask this question. Let me ask this question because some of y'all look at me kind of strange. Let me ask the question. Who in you are totally healthy? Don't throw your hand up and on. I ain't talking about no faith. Online. You ain't taking nothing. You're totally healthy. You just don't, never been sick. You just lying. Listen to me, huh? I love you. I want you to have it.
Yes, sir.
And so sometimes to really get something, to get Leroy Jr. straight or something, Leroy never did give me too much trouble. Montrell might give me some trouble, and Darnell won't give you too much trouble. Montrell probably the one to give you trouble. and he wasn't wild, but he just, you know, he could sing a little bit. I know he's supposed to be in ministry, and he won't go out singing. And so finally I just sat him down. I said, boy, you got a card on your life. You ain't got time to go out there with them people. Then I said, when you going to get married? I knew his wife before he knew him. I couldn't tell her, just go ahead and marry, you know. Thank God he married her. Because I can't take any kind of daughter-in-law. Little disrespectful thing. Come sit at my table. Get your tail over me and go sit at your mama table. I got over there. I said, I don't know what to. In verse 3, how that by revelation, underline that word, revelation, held revelation. He made known unto me the mystery. Now, that's revelation, that's mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words. Now, watch here, something's going to happen. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. We're talking about the mystery of hell.
Yes, sir.
All right? Which in other ages, verse 5, was not made known unto the sons of men. We're back to Ephesians 4:11, when they separated the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, they couldn't go to verse 12. And so therefore, we sit here tonight in this dilemma in the body of Christ, not fully knowing that help belonged to us. Even though we can talk about help belonging to us, but we got so many other gimmicks that we jump to before we talk to God about it. Yeah. I know the carpet wasn't going to be messed up tonight. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the Son of Men. Listen, verse 5. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. God told me to preach this. He told me, take my time, teach the body of Christ. Some going to look at your strength. They're going to look for emotion. But teach them, because the Holy Spirit can come back and show them what they're missing there.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said. What in other ages was not, you know, I've been out here 50 years. And I haven't seen this in the pulpit. I haven't seen people taught that they can be healthy. No. I've seen them trying to get in line all the time. Now, one thing I've seen some growth in the ministry, I have people who are attacked by sickness, I mean serious sickness and disease. Sometimes they call me after they whip it. In other words, I ain't got to run to every hospital they go to. So I said, well, yeah, see, I'm out, I'm home. But they had enough understanding on the inside to know how to stand. But I want to get where they don't have to go. Just like they know how to stand, they can learn how not to go. All right, I'll stop, Lord. Do you recognize that eating and exercise has something to do with your health? Some of y'all wouldn't answer. Some of y'all,
yes,
some of y'all just.
Yes, sir.
How far did you walk today? I come for the spirit. Me, yeah, I get a spirit. Is there? God wants you to live and not die.
Yes, sir.
And he wants you to be mobilized.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Now, just, I did be almost going about a half hour. The Holy Spirit's going to help me. Anointing going to come in here. Because this needed to be taught to the body of Christ. Watch what happened now. Watch what happened. Verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now what? Revealed, right?
Yes, sir.
Unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Then it's the revelation that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs of the same body and partake of his purpose in Christ by the gospel. They never thought that was possible. Whereof I made a minister according to the grace of gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. And I want to read on because I want you to see some things once that happened. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Keep using that word mystery, from which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principality and power in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Two more verses. Three more. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence. Ooh, boldness, access. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we have boldness, access, and confidence in hell? Now, that grace is being placed on you right now. And when you have to stand up for your body the next time, you're going to be bolder. See, we're not talking about going through the motion. We're talking about knowing what we're doing. Here's a dumb question. How many are ready to die ahead of time? Come on, let's just get them jump on that. Nobody want to do that. So you get proper instruction. Health belong to you. You have a covenant of health. You see, and then the Lord is not only showing you that, he's showing you how to take care of your body. Got to start somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Why not start tonight?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've seen a lot of people fall off the truck and got up and run, caught the truck and got back on there. So if you fall off, just run, get back up, run, catch the truck and get back on there and make some changes. Some people are sick all their life because they've been taught it as a child and come up in a sick, fearing family. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation for what? For you, which is your glory. All right, let me start giving you something now. Health is a covenant gift that calls for your cooperation. Moving beyond all opinions. Listen now. It is time for you to live in kingdom health dominion. You just go back over these things. The Holy Spirit is going to talk to you. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Who know what that verse said? Got an idea. Yeah, don't say it out, but you know exactly what it said. Turn to that verse. Turn to Hebrews 4, 16. Turn to Hebrews 4, 16. We'll make a statement, and you'll be able to grasp it. You'll be able to grasp what the Lord is saying to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The throne of grace and mercy is a health carrier. So the scripture says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Health is there.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That we may obtain mercy. Health is there.
Yes, sir.
And find grace to help in time of need. So grace and mercy carries your health. And God has set a throne up. You can come to it and get the grace and mercy to help you to walk in your health.
Thank you, Lord.
Health grace.
Health mercy.
Health mercy.
Health mercy.
Never heard of it before. I just heard it just now. Health grace. Health favor.
Yes, sir.
Health mercy. Who been using this health grace? Who been using this health mercy? The church haven't been using it. All of us been through something. We've been through it for lack of knowledge. Man. Turn to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Now you listen closer to this one. I don't want you to miss it. Turn to Joshua 1:8. Meditation of the word on health will resurrect your health tonight. You get in Joshua 1:8 and be serious about it and say, Lord, I heard the man of God, I heard the pastor say that I'm supposed to walk in health. I know I got these three or four things going on, but I want them things out of my life. I want my health. Lord, I want my health.
Right now.
See, because if you sell up, if you sell up, the system and Satan going to tell you it's a normal pattern you're going through. But the word of God says not normal. I don't care how many people you've seen. The word of God says, I'm coming to you as a remnant of the people tonight, give you revelation that you have a throne of grace and mercy, and then you can meditate your health.
Yes, sir.
Get scriptures on health. He sent his word to heal you.
Yes, sir.
See, when we attack, health is not on our mind, healing is on our mind. Healing is temporary. Help is permanent. So if Satan knows you know something else coming, and you know you haven't read the 91st Psalm or meditated it, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not fussing. You're the one fussing. I have to point it out to you. I feel the presence of God.
Yep, sir.
I remember I couldn't feel the presence of God talking like this one time because I thought I got to get emotional. Your health coming into my own. Everybody's still sick. So I want you to hear. I want you to get a hold. Oh, I can hum now. I can, hey. I want y'all to be here with me, able to lead prayer and usher and do stuff you need to do, and we can get this job done.
Hallelujah.
So I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to start revealing mysteries to you. Is that Joshua 1:8? Now, what's the significance of that voice? There's one great significance of that voice. If I use that voice about your health, that's one great significance in that voice. Can you see it? You got to do it. God, you got to do it. He made his way prosper, had good success. It could be Samuel, he made his way prosper and have good health. Good success, good health. So you meditate health scriptures and stop listening to all these other people with all these other ideas. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, we looked at it, but the mystery of supernatural health will unfold in your heart tonight. The mystery of supernatural health. You pray in the spirit about your health. Pray in the spirit about your health. Don't sell her. Don't be satisfied. No, don't give up. No, don't listen to that statistic and say you can't get it. We're talking about supernatural. We're talking about miracles. We're talking about signs and wonders are available to you because you're a child of God. I'm not talking about living with it. I'm talking about every chance I get, I'm telling you, no, I'm not your friend. You start eating right, your high blood pressure go down. See, y'all, you know, see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about, let's talk about the Bible, but don't talk about eating and stuff like that, walking. No, I won't talk about that. I want to hear God. That's God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on up in here. Help me. Glory to God. There's three health shields you can put on. You must wear them. The shield of faith, as Ephesians 6:16. The shield of truth, John 8:32. And the shield of favor, Psalm 5:12. Wear those shields. Now, there are five divine benefits than Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. There's five divine benefits that I want you to take them every day. Because we're talking about medication and meditation. Why would you take your medicine and won't take your meditation? You see what I'm saying? And those five benefits tell us age don't make no difference in the aspect of your health. You live a long, satisfied life. So if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, whatever, he promised you 120. Moses went to 120. So meditate the truth about your health. Stop meditating the messages that coming from the world system that, you know, everybody got to have something. When you hear that, get your hat. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I see y'all trying to take notes. That's good. You see them five benefits in Psalm 103? Huh? What's the first one? What? Forgive all your iniquity. What's the next one? You do what? You heal the diseases. You heal the diseases. You can't handle, God can't handle everything. God can't handle no cancer. People die. When people hear about cancer, they die when they hear it. But you're going to be, you. God is setting you up to have a revelation and an understanding, children. There's nothing impossible with God. Those five things, forgive all our iniquity, heal us all our diseases. Look, he do something else. Look what else he do. Give me the next explanation. What? Let me ask you something. Is sickness disease destruction?
Yes.
Is rheumatism destruction?
Yes.
You can't get around. Is that destruction?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
if you walk about 10 minutes and can't breathe, is that destruction?
Yes, sir.
So God can handle all of it.
All of it.
We got to know this. We got to hear this tonight. That there are more disease coming. We got to know how to walk through these things. We got to know how to function in the spirit. Look at the next thing. Look at the next thing he said, Doug. Who crowned us with what? And there ain't no sickness and disease. Huh? And then what the next one is? What you've been putting in your mouth? I lack it, you say I lack it, but what is packing? I was drinking a tea, I've been drinking that tea a long time, and the caps wasn't coming right on it. And so I called a lady, and I called a company, and I talked to the lady. The lady says, yeah, sir, that tea was made by." I said, "She, I'm drinking a healthy tea. It may have been a healthy, but so I said, ma'am, what you say?" She said, "It was and nobody won't pick it up." I called my girls. I told my girls change my diet. And I want them to cook a certain way for me. And I want them to make me tea. They had it at my house today. And I'm going, I start gaining a little weight too. I didn't like that. Y'all got a little weight y'all don't like?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just tell the truth. Y'all sitting there looking at me like y'all all, hallelujah. That's your mouth. That's your health there. That's your health right there. Well, I called Montreal and Donnell. I said, y'all got to lose some weight, boy. Jesse, I told him, you got to lose some weight. They got to lose it, man. I got a meeting. When the next meeting is when? When I got my next big meeting in July. I said, y'all need to lose some weight before in July. Y'all too. All right, let me know something. Hallelujah. How many of y'all ready to be healthy? You know what it feels like to be healthy? And then you get your checkup and the doctor say, wow. Doctor say, she says, 70 something? Yeah. I didn't say don't get a checkup. I didn't say don't get help if you need help. But I told you don't park your car there and throw the keys away and stay there. There's a help. Wait a minute, let me read this to you. After all these years, that sickness had become a lifestyle. Could there be a past-finding, pioneering, and pace-setting remnant who are willing to let the Holy Spirit lead them out of the Egypt mentality? Take you into help. I want my full health. Say it. I receive my full health. Now I've seen over the years, I've seen many people turn around. It was at their deathbed and turn around. God, they followed orders and God turned things around for them. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Well, I just don't get up here and talk about it. Anyway, saying you're talking about get it. I want all y'all to pray for sister so and so. If the Lord tell me to do it, I do it. But I don't need all y'all praying. Some of y'all might not like sister so and so. The church need kingdom revelation to be set free. That's Romans 14:17. And then the Lord, when I was studying, he asked me this question to ask you. With all the sickness and disease we got in the church, what happened to our faith? Turn to Galatians 3:13. What happened to our faith? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And verse 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, let me ask you, is sickness a curse?
Yes.
Being made a curse for us, so he became sick for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why did he do that? For us to stay sick, normal, like we're not Christian, like we're not children of God? No, look at the next verse. That the blessing. How many are ready for the blessing?
Yes, sir.
Of Abraham come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ that we might receive the promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Why I say thank you, Lord? The Lord Jesus just spoke to me. And he all cared what I'm doing. It's going to affect the body of Christ all over the world.
Thank you, Lord.
They're going to come. Just now, he just endorsed.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, don't get discouraged. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
The body of Christ needs to hear this.
Yes,
they got fighters in this room, do we?
Yes.
Do I have fighters in this room?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
My goodness. I'm trying to get to what I got to get out to you tonight. No one will attack this but the apostle and prophet. Because you got all others now, they get upset. But apostle and prophet don't care. Our job is to get to people what they need to have. And when you just talking that Mickey Mouse stuff, they're going to shut their ear off on you because they know that they could be healthy. So he told me, right, no one would attack this but the apostle and prophet to bring us back into our full rights to be an example to a dying world. Now, I'm going to show you the scripture that the Lord gave me. And it was sort of an impossible setting. And the Lord showed the man of God how to deal with it. Turn to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. I'm going to close now. I think this is a good closing for it. Chapter 37, verse 1. I'm going to turn there myself. And we have the same kind of case here now. And the same question is being asked. And we're going to need the same type of anointing to get it done. But we've got to trust God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes, sir.
Lean not to your own understanding.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge him in all your ways. Now, I'm going to ask a question. Don't answer me. How long you been carrying that? How long you been being vexed by that? And you're a child of God. You're genuine. You love the word. It's time to deal with it.
Yes,
are you following me? This valley of dry bones is a picture of sickness and disease in the body of Christ. The question was asked, can these bones live? Can these people be healthy? Watch now. I want you to compare that with what we're dealing with right now. Let's see what happened. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, full of sick people. I've been in this valley for a long time. It caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, there was very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. You see it?
Yes, sir.
It's a comparison now. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Can these people be healthy?
Wow.
And I answered, oh Lord, God, thou know it. All right, he said, let's do something about it then. Verse 4, he said, again he said to me, prophesy to them now.
Yes, sir.
I prophesy health over your body right now.
Yes,
see, he didn't tell him, raise them up.
Right.
He said, you prophesy, I'm going to do the raising. I just need somebody to prophesy. So I prophesy your health tonight. Online, you hear me? I prophesy your health tonight. He didn't tell me I had to give you health. He told me prophesy. So if Ezekiel could prophesy to them dry bones, and we're going to see they came alive, I could prophesy to your health, and it'll come in your body. Can we come out of this rat race of running to everybody else for our help? And God tapped me on the shoulder and said, daughter, son, I'm here. Now, God, I'm expecting you to do something. I'm out your way out here. I'm expecting you to do something online. We're going to get a testimony or in here. You're going to start hitting left and right. Because I feel His presence. You ask him, look at him. Verse 3, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And he answered, O Lord, God, thou know it.
Yeah.
So that's the question. Can the church be healthy?
Yes.
Again, he said to me, what he said to the fools, what he told him to do?
Prophesied
unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. That's what I'm saying tonight. Hear the word of the Lord about your health. Don't care what nobody else have said that you have, that you can't get out of it. God is a supernatural God. Watch what happened now. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones. I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
Yes, sir.
And I will ascend you on you, and will bring flesh up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live.
Yes,
he prophesied.
Yes,
you shall know that I'm the Lord.
Yes, sir.
If God could bring up dry bone together,
yeah.
He can do the same thing for us tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah. So, the seventh verse says, he says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Watch now, watch. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said, verse 9, come on.
Yes, sir.
Then said, other words, if it don't come tonight, that's all right. You got to understand, you under this thing, if it don't come tonight, you got to understand that, you see. Because you've been put in a certain frame of understanding. You've been put under a certain anointing. Just by me standing here teaching you out of the apostolic and the prophetic, you've been put in a special place. Now, God has separated me from a lot of ministers to get to this point that they don't control me. See? Their pulpit don't control me because I'm only going now to my son's churches. I got to start flying pretty soon. I'm going to my son's churches. But I ain't looking for nowhere else to go. I ain't got time. I got y'all here still sick. Until tonight. You know, I heard somebody, I wish he said something else. But I got to train you. You my first. I got to train y'all. All right, let me try to fit them clothes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 9. Then said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. But you ask, what the wind represent? The Holy Ghost. Thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I call the four winds tonight on your health. Good God Almighty. You heard that? So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Isn't that powerful? I call that on your health tonight. That's one thing I want to tell you. Where is that thing? I wrote so many things down. I had five books. Don't let the enemy rob you of your help through your thinking. Your health is on my table, set and feet upon it. Permit me to turn the glory light on your health. And make sure, I'm trying to find our place to stop. Make sure. Let me put an emphasis on this tonight. I'm talking about prophetic help. Now, let's turn to Isaiah 55, 53 and 5. Prophetic help. I never heard the term prophetic help until he spoke to me, prophetic help. But his wound is for our transgression.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was bruised for our iniquity. Talking about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The chastisement. Now, this hadn't happened.
Amen.
He prophesied about it happening.
Yes, sir.
We're even in deeper dimension now because it has happened. But he's saying it like it had happened already.
Yes.
Why? Because he was prophesying.
Yes.
But he's wounded for our transgression, he's bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our people is on him, and with his stripe we are healed. You may be seated. And I'll be fumbling around, so you just fumble with me.
Yes,
now, the Lord also said, help you with your finances. I started reading a few things today. I'm going to read a few things. I went up on everything with me. My giving got bigger. And I saw that term, more than one point, stop sowing like a coward. A successful sower soweth with confidence. I'll give you that son then. Your seed is the determining factor that places you under or above the world economy system. Where are you? You above or under? Why should I live on the devil's creative level of poverty when the word of God is teaching me how to live on God's level of prosperity? By my properly handling of the seed that he promised he would give me. Now you remember we say he gives seed to the soul. And the reason I got here is I'm basically quiet about it. God gave me money coming. I've taught a lot of people all over the world in foreign countries, and they're out. Churches paid for. Different churches paid for. People call and say, my church paid for. My house paid for. I'm going to give you one more thing. Well, you might write these words down. No more bondage. Here's some seals I got to wrote down. Invade while you are where you are financially, both positively and negatively. Your seed is the determining factor that places you under or above the world economy system. I must learn my rights in the kingdom, which is always based on the seed principle and my understanding of how it works and putting it to work efficient at all time. I remember when I couldn't give $5, and I've sown at one time $210,000. Country boy, so I'm just telling you, your condition where you are ain't that because you're not preaching. You know, I'm a broke preacher. They're broke because they won't listen to me. They broke self. And they got to be begging the people, robbing the people. The only reason I teach you about seed is for you. I know you could be economically free if you believe God's word, not me, believe God's word. And, and, and it, It might take a little journey. It took me a journey because I was so ignorant. It took me a journey, but I stuck with it. And it set me free. Financially, I don't even end up talking about, I don't never talk about no money. I talk about money for you. Let God help you see it, get involved in it, get out of this system. Because you know what I mean? You know, what they come up with? Oh, I don't care who be president. You know, when it comes down to that, I like to get them jacks out of there, though. So we can go on and be blessed and stop letting all these people come over here and take all the jobs. That's crazy, man. Come on, you finish. It's crazy. It's crazy. Y'all healthy?
Yes, sir.
Now don't let them little symptoms bother you. They're gonna show up trying to act crazy sometime. But just talk to them, look them straight in the eye and talk to them, and then go on about your business. Go talk about something else.